Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And I'm excited about having Michael Fleischer on the show, ladies and gentlemen, because he is in Iraq. He's in Baghdad. Probably in the green zone. We'll get him to confirm that in just a minute. And Michael is a guy who I admire an awful lot because he has a going concern. He has a good business in the United States, helping companies work out of difficult situations. If they're having tough times, he comes in and oftentimes we'll buy somebody out and try to resurrect the company. He had a successful business here, still does, by the way, in the United States. But he felt like that there were some things that his expertise could contribute to what's going on in Iraq, trying to get the marketplace going over in Iraq. And he volunteered to take a year off from his business to go over and help the people in Iraq. And that's one of the reasons why I admire him so much. And he's here to talk to us right now about what's going on over there. Michael Fleischer, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm very, very happy to be here.
It's good to have you here, Mike. And first, I want you to tell the audience who you actually are working for right now.
I work for the Coalition Provisional Authority, and my boss is Administrator Bremer.
Right, okay. Now, tell us what is your actual title right now?
I'm the Director of the Office of Private Sector Development, and that's kind of an interesting office in this organization. We have a whole bunch of parts of this outfit that you'd recognize as being part of the government. Mm-hmm. We have a Treasury Department and a Ministry of Health and a Ministry of Education and so forth. But we're the only office that is really focused on the private sector. And you and I both know that the private sector pays for everything.
That's exactly.
So we've got a big
exactly
job
right
to do.
Thank you for pointing that out, Mike. Now, you've been there about 6 months, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Now, what did you find when you got there in terms of the marketplace, in terms of the economy, in terms of people being able to open and run a business, let's say a small business? What did you find when you got there?
That's a great question because I was completely unprepared for what I found when I got here. I arrived last November. And I had my only source of information had been the Western media, the TV news, the newspapers.
The homogenized, pasteurized stuff.
That's right. And I was expecting trench warfare and artillery shells firing overhead and, you know, everyone living in their basement hoping it would all come to an end. And that's not what I found. The first time I went out in the markets in Baghdad, I was simply shocked at the level of economic vibrancy. Hmm. The entrepreneurs of Iraq had realized that freedom had come, and they were opening up shops. They were buying inventory. They filled their shops so much that they had to put the inventory out on the street. It was piled up there, fans and air conditioners and satellite dishes. It was all out there, and the shoppers were there too. The customers were there. An economic, consumer-led expansion here that is really very satisfying to see.
Now,
so
Mike,
I was just amazed at how lively things were.
Is this happening in other parts of Iraq as well?
It's all over the country. Over the country. Obviously, there's a few places that have opted out, like Fallujah.
And Basra.
But most of the country is kind of expansion. These people have been suppressed and held back for decades, and they know the world has some good things in it, and they work hard to have those things available to them.
I'm glad you're here to talk to us about this, Mike, because about a month ago, when the eruption in Fallujah and Basra happened, and the al-Sadr incident first happened about a month ago, saw a headline in a newspaper that said, "Chaos reigns across Iraq." And the next day, I had our friend Rich Gaylord on the show, and I asked him about that, and he said, "You know what?" He said, "That's just not true." He said, "We got a couple of tough places, but chaos is not reigning across Iraq."
No, and the press really almost seemed to want to have a mass uprising, and there was one. And it was very strange to read the newspaper accounts, because it hardly seemed to be the country I was in. There are some very difficult situations here, and there's some very bad people. But all across this country, people have had a taste of freedom, and people have had a taste of what material improvements can be made in their lives, and they like it, and they want it.
Well, now you're helping small business owners get started over there. Is that right?
Yes, sir. We have programs for the very smallest of entrepreneurs. We have programs for small shopkeepers, and we have programs for what we call the middle market. Even the mid-sized companies here are pretty darn small.
Tell us about some of those programs. What's involved in those programs?
Well, we try to provide training. We try to provide classroom training for on how to use international accounting standards and how to manage people and how to do a marketing plan and cash flow management. I think we all know that's
the key.
That's pretty important to a small business and to a large business.
What about the banking? What about the banking sector? Is there a banking sector at all over there?
There are two publicly owned banks, which you could probably predict are a complete disaster. And there are 17 privately owned banks, and we're working with them. We see them as the future. They're making great strides. They're doing much better than the government banks, and I think that they'll get stood up and become a real important part of Iraq's future.
Are small businesses depositing their daily receipts in banks, or are they putting them in a sock?
Well, they used to put them in a sock, and I'll tell you why. One of the reasons we have so many small businesses here, real small businesses, is because if your business got a little bit too big, there was a knock on the door and one of Uday's friends was announcing that he was your partner now.
Uh-huh.
And no one was ever really a partner with Uday.
Right.
And you didn't put your money in because bad things sometimes happen to banks under the old regime.
Mm-hmm.
But the deposits in the banks have been going up very rapidly. There's a lot of liquidity in the system, and people are getting more confidence that there are reliable banks and that there's some stability. So
stand by, Michael. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, we're visiting with Michael Fleischer. He's in Baghdad, in Iraq. We're talking about what's going on in the marketplace over there. When we come back, I'm going to ask Michael just how entrepreneurial are the Iraqis. Right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. She's got it. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Michael Fleischer, and he's in Iraq, and he's helping small business owners, Iraqi small business owners, have the maximum opportunity to not only to be successful for themselves, but to contribute to this overall monumental effort, this Herculean effort that's being undertaken by a coalition of nations that believe that liberty deserves to be spread around the world and who are willing to put their people, their lives, and their money where their mouth is. And one of those people is Michael Fleischer. And Michael, I just want you to say, on behalf of my audience, on behalf of America, on behalf of the marketplace, the free marketplace, and on behalf of liberty, I want to thank you for what you're doing. You're a great American.
Well, you're very kind, but I'm just an ordinary guy who's here because I believe our nation is doing something great, and we civilians should stand behind our troops in whatever way we can. I can't say enough good about our soldiers and how professional they are and how good they are at what they do.
You know,
we're lucky to be from a nation that produces troops like that.
Thank you, Michael. I agree with you. And let me say this, Michael. One of the things I like to remind people about, I think they sometimes forget. Sometimes we forget. Every single human being, every single American in Iraq is there as a volunteer, including 100% of the military. They're there as volunteers.
Yes, sir.
Michael, I'll ask you this question. I have long been told, and I've known Iraqis. I've traveled in the Middle East before in your part of the world. I haven't been to Iraq. I've been to Kuwait. And one of the things that I remember finding out about Iraqis was that they were very entrepreneurial. Did you find that to be true?
Yes, absolutely. There is an entrepreneurial spirit here that it gives us great material to work with, and these folks, as soon as the secret police were, and as soon as the threat of the Hussein family, Saddam and his two crazy sons, as soon as they were gone, people started setting up businesses, setting up little shops, opening little factories. Those who had factories started expanding. It was instantaneous, and as they remind us, it was their ancestors who started civilization, and their ancestors who were the first merchants and traders.
Exactly, they're the originals.
They don't let us forget it.
I bet they don't. Well, one of the things I remember about the Iraqis that I've met is they do have a good sense of humor. The Iraqis are very literate too, aren't they?
Yes, this is an educated and motivated workforce. I think that as we undo some of the harm that socialism does, as we undo some of the state dependency that's built up over the years, that'll become even clearer. But there's sure a great base.
Well, what have you seen? Are the people becoming more and more trusting of their and more hopeful of their future? Seeing that in their eyes and in their voices.
Oh yes, absolutely. And in fact, just a few weeks ago, there was some opinion polling data that came out from I think it was Oxford University. And they said that 82%. I think the number was 82% of Iraqis. Think next year is either going to be better or a whole lot better,
right,
than things were before. And the optimism here is very visible. You have to remember that there are more real jobs now than there were before. Essential services in areas like schools and hospitals are improving and in many cases overtaking what the old regime provided. And wages are way up. And people have hope, and people think about a life and a future that they make for themselves. And that's a good thing, and that's a universally good thing.
Mm-hmm. By the way, folks, earlier in the previous segment, I talked about uprisings in Fallujah, and I said Basra, and I meant to say Najaf. That was my mistake. It's not Basra, it's Najaf. By the way, a couple of last things, Michael. What about unemployment in Iraq? We hear a lot about, you know, sometimes the press talks about all these unemployed people. How are you looking over there?
Well, what people are remembering is that in the immediate aftermath of the war, unemployment probably was 70-80%. No one was working. We measured unemployment around the turn of the year. It was down around 28%, which is depression level. But not probably not far off where it was under Saddam. It's just that you couldn't mm-hmm. complain under Saddam. Now, my educated guess would be that before the recent security problems, we had gotten the number under 20% and maybe well under 20%.
Right. Michael, I've got to stop you because we've run out of time, but you're going to come back in a couple of weeks and give us another report, right?
I'll be back whenever you want me to be.
Michael Fleischer, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back. I will be too. And Michael, I'm sorry. I was looking at the clock wrong. Mike, we've still got about 30 seconds. Is there a website we can send you to? Is he gone?
Website?
Okay. Yeah, is there a website we can send it to? Is there a CPA?
Send what to? I'm not understanding.
Is there a CPA website we can send them to?
Oh, yes, there is a CPA website. It's IraqCoalition.org.
IraqCoalition.org. All right. Thank you, Michael Fleischer, very much for being here. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. We'll see you in about 2 weeks. Quick break. I'll be right. I really am going to go this time, folks. I think maybe it's that early onset. Remember we talked about numbers last week? Last hour. Maybe that's what it is. 29 after. I'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.